That is time to cross the Tasman and chat with our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning, Kerri-Anne.
Good morning.
Obviously over there still reeling from the knife attack, firstly the one in the Bondi Westfield, and then also the alleged terrorist stabbing of a priest in Wakefield in Sydney's West. That's been dominating your news. The federal government wanting now to take action on social media because of the spread of misinformation about that.
Yes, it's really been the most extraordinary week here in Australia, and we're all, it doesn't matter where we live, we're all reeling. We find it quite incomprehensible that wherever you look, there seems to be inflamed tensions, and there seems to be this sort of febrile environment where you've got this sort of feeling that anything could happen. One hopes not, of course, but to have two real extremes of Sydney society, our most popular and populated city, suffering, you know, really violent attacks was quite extraordinary. But back to the social media, that has been a real problem. That has inflamed tensions, is that the misinformation spread, particularly around the Western Sydney episode, has meant that the federal government is been in contact with Meta, been in contact with all social media giants saying, you've got to rein this stuff in or we'll take action. The big question is, what action can they take? What, these are offshore companies. They're huge in their own right. They've shown in the past they're dismissive of small fry countries, which they consider us to be. There's very few batons we can wield, if you like, to pull them into line. And so it's a real problem for the government, and they've got their heads together trying to work out what they can do.
Your Prime Minister's also raised a few eyebrows by offering residency to one of the men who helped stave off the Bondi offender. What's gone on there?
Yes, the so-called Bollard man, French tradie, Damien Giroux, who stood at the top of an escalator holding a bollard, just stopping this bloke from coming up the escalator to where a whole lot of kids were playing. So he said, this is the sort of fellow we want in our country. And he said, you can stay for as long as you like. A very dangerous thing to do. Because at the same time, there were others here who were out here on temporary visas who also ran into the fray. For instance, a Pakistani man, Mohammed Taha, who said from his hospital bed, just a moment, I was there. I tried to stop this man. I'm injured. I'm in a hospital. What about me? And the Prime Minister, a bit shamefaced, had to say, oh, yes, well, of course. Of course, let's look at your situation too. But it was a bad look. There was, you know, nearly 48 hours between both events, and it was only that the Australian newspaper contacted the guard in hospital that they got this story. And it also is a precedent-setting thing to say to somebody who has been heroic that he's on a temporary visa when so many are languishing in detention centres, oh, by the way, you're the sort of bloke that we want in this country, you can stay. You know, there's a lot of controversy around.
Yeah, he may have got caught up in that social media frenzy as well, because as you say, the Bollard man was a trending hashtag there. And the Bondi Centre reopens today.
It does. After yesterday was a day of reflection and mourning where it reopened but not for business. It reopens today for business. There's a lot of apprehension there amongst staff who were present at the weekend's melee, and they're saying, oh, okay, we'll go back, but we're not really feeling that comfortable about it.
I can imagine.
So there's a long way to go.
Sure. Hey, thank you very much. That's our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh.